Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to our second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. The skies have brightened up a little bit, but there's a major storm headed your way if you live in the Northeast, so you may want to get out this morning and prepare for it. You know, maybe get some extra wood for the fireplace or the wood stove, bring some in, some last-minute groceries, sand, and most of you have, you know, if you live in the Northeast, go to your local town. They have either barrels or a place near the highway department where you can get some sand that you can put on your walkways in areas where it would be slippery. So, you know, be prepared for it. Get the shovel out. Start that snowblower to make sure it's going to work. And prepare for it because it's coming. It's going to be a foot or more in most places and a lot of wind. So some of you may lose power, especially near the water. So just be prepared for it. And that way you'll be able to cope with the storm a lot better. Who knows? It may go out to sea. We may get nothing. But right now they're pretty excited on the Weather Channel with a foot to possibly 2 feet of snow for the Boston and Cape Cod area. So just be aware of it. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Don, who do we have up first this hour?
That would be Jeff in Cape Cod with a question about an amaryllis.
Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. I got a couple of amaryllis bulbs, and they're in a box. And do I leave them in the box or plant them now? And a second question on them is my wife has one from previous years, and it's in stone, and I can see the little roots, and it has water in it. What do I do with that one? It's already started to sprout the little green leaves.
Okay. The one that's in stone and water, you want to make sure that the water level is all the way to the very bottom of the bulb so that the roots themselves are in contact with moisture. That's going to make a big difference. And the ones that you bought or received in a box, take them out of the box. You don't have to plant them, but take them out of the box, because sometimes what happens is, especially inside the house, you're going to forget about it. And the warmness of your house could make that bulb actually begin to, to sprout and grow. And because it's in the bulb, you won't see it, and it will grow inside the box being all kind of stunted. So you don't have to plant them today. You can wait another month. But take them out of the pot, set the bulb so that it's exposed to the sunlight, and then you can pot them whenever you want. And if you've got two of them, plant one now, wait a month, plant the second one. That way you have staggered blooms. That way they will last a lot longer for you. Okay? Keep them cool when they're not growing, and that will prevent possible problems later. But definitely take them out of that box. That way, if it does begin to grow, you will know it. And you won't have a twisted, snarly stem on that plant. But make sure that you do not let the water go any higher than the bottom of that bulb. If you cover the bulb with water, it is going to rot that particular bulb. And if it's not, sometimes they use these little pebbles, and they coat them with like a varnish, and they all stick together, holding the bulb in place. If that's the case, don't worry about it. If they're just loose pebbles, pull them out of the pot, repot with real soil, and that way, that plant will have nourishment. And you can use it year after year after year. If you grow the bulb with just water, it uses all of its energy, and it basically lasts one season. If you can put it in soil, you can get many years out of the same bulb. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. George, who's next?
That would be Marge in New Hampshire with a question about a poinsettia.
Marge, good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. Last year I received a poinsettia that was kind of scrawny, to be very honest. But at any rate, during the summer, it really came alive and looked great. So at the end of October, 1st of November, I started putting it in a dark room for the 12 hours plus at night. It now has its small leaves are beginning to turn pink. Now, do I still put it in the dark at night or leave it out?
As soon as you notice that the leaves are beginning to change color,
yeah,
then that is telling you that the plant has made the change from vegetative growth to flowering growth, and once that happens, you no longer have to keep giving it long days and short days. It's that chemical change has already happened.
Okay.
So the best thing to do now is keep it as warm as you can, and the warmer the plant is kept, the faster the color will develop on that plant.
Oh, that's good. Sun or no sun?
As much light as you can possibly give it.
Okay, good. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marge. You have a wonderful holiday season. Poinsettias are plants that want lots of light or full sun. And when you look at the poinsettia, you see it that it's either red or white or pink and all of the new marble or speckle varieties. The flower is not the big, colorful leaves. Those are called bracts. The flower is in the center of that colorful bract, and they look like little buttons. That's the actual flower of your poinsettia. Those colorful leaves are just like secondary, but they are more beautiful than the actual button flower on that plant. So if you can keep it warm, the color will continue to get bigger and more noticeable and spread to more of those bracts on your plant. Once the little buttons fall, then the plant will begin to rest for about 3 months. Nothing will happen. And then in June, new growth will develop below those colored bracts on your plant. What you can do, if your plant is kind of scrawny looking, in May, when you put your plant outside, take every branch that's in that plant and cut it back by one third. So you're going to pinch every branch back, remove the colored bracts, but cut the plant back by about a third. What will happen, the crotch where the branches develop will get stronger. The stem below the pinch that remains will start to get more on a woody type form instead of a succulent, will make it stronger. And then the side buds will wake up, and for every pinch that you make on your poinsettia, every branch that you pinch, two, possibly three branches will form. So in May, take a poinsettia, repot it into a container 2 to 4 inches larger than it's in right now. 2 to 4 inches. Pinch every branch back. Just take about an inch or two. If they're real long branches, cut them back by 1/3. Feed it. Leave it outside for the summer, just like a geranium. And that poinsettia will turn into a big, bushy, green plant. And in September, bring it in the house, and then you can start the short days with 12 hours of sun, 12 hours of total darkness. Okay? A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 23rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,381.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,417.29, $708.65 for a half ounce, and $354.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,417.29, $708.65, or $354.32.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That'd be Ray. He's in his truck on his way to go plow some snow, and he's got a question about some palm trees.
Okay, Ray, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
My hat goes off to you because you're so informative, and my wife listens to you all the time, and she's on your mailing list. But anyways, I have a dilemma, and it's, we went to a trade show in Florida, and I came back with some big pottery. I mean, big ones. They're 42 inches across and about 40 inches tall, and I want to transplant palm trees. But the problem is, I don't know what kind of soil to use because I'm not in Florida and I don't have Floridian soil. So what would we do is to, and another thing is, they don't have holes in the bottom of the pottery because they're inside, and I don't want to get it all over the floor and everything, and you cannot find it, the dish to go underneath them, they're so big.
Right.
So what do I do about, you know,
okay. What I would suggest that you do, Ray, go to your local garden center and see if they have a real potting soil. There are a couple of companies that have a great mixture of potting soil. One is a company from Canada called Fafard, and they have a great potting soil that's made with real dirt. And then there's a company from New England called Jolly Gardener, and they have a real quality dirt. Stay away from potting soils made in Connecticut. And you may be saying, why Connecticut? Connecticut is a state that grows a lot of mushrooms. And mushrooms love a soil that's very, very heavy in organic matter. And they only produce mushrooms in that soil once. They take all the energy out of it. So the mushroom growers, once they use that soil, they can't grow mushrooms again. So they take it and they make it into a potting soil, which is good. But the problem is, it's very, very heavy. Holds a lot of water. And I have found that using a Connecticut-based potting soil, that is, and when you open the bag and you feel it, it is dense. It has that mushroom soil. Plants die very, very quickly from it. So look for either Fafard, F-A-F-A-R-D, they're out of Canada, or Jolly Gardener. They're in Maine and New Hampshire where the soil is made, and you'll find that that plant will do much, much better with a soil like that. Thank you, Ray. Drive safe, and make sure you get plenty of coffee. A big storm headed your way. Don, who's up next?
That would be Elaine in Buzzards Bay. She's got a success story about some amaryllis.
Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The last 2 or 3 years, I've been planting my amaryllis outside right in the garden. I plant them out in May, and then they bloom in the summer, and I bring them in the last of September, and I put them down cellar, and that's how I keep them, and they bloom outside.
Now, you said that you plant them in the garden, right?
Yeah, not in a pot, just right out in the soil, right in a row in my garden, my vegetable garden.
And they will bloom for you when?
1st of July, maybe.
Okay. So then tell us what steps you do and how you take care of this plant.
All right. They're down cellar now. No soil. They're just in a wire basket. I check them once in a while. If they have a flower stem coming out, I'll put them in a pot and grow them inside. But I leave them there. And then in May, I take them right out to the garden. I prepare the soil. I put some Osmocote with them. And they get watered when the vegetable garden gets watered, and they bloom. And then in the last of September, 1st of October, I dig them up, shake the soil off, put them down cellar, let the foliage die back, cut off the foliage, and then I put them in a wire basket and just leave them for the winter.
You are doing everything perfect. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
You have done really, really good.
Yes.
And you've followed the rules that plant needs. It needs a lot of sun, and you put it in the middle of your vegetable garden. They want a lot of water, so every time you water the garden, they're getting water. When you feed the vegetable garden, you feed your plants, and then in the fall, you dig them, put them in the cellar, away from the freeze. You allow the leaves to go from green to yellow to brown so that all the energy drains back down to the bulb, and then you remove the bad foliage. You've done everything perfect. Congratulations. You've done a wonderful job. Listen to her, folks. She knows what she's doing, and you can have the same results. Follow Elaine's method.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, let's work together, and we'll solve your gardening problems, or at least try and make them a little bit easier for you. George, who's up next?
We're all out of phone calls at the moment.
Okay, so we have open lines, and if we can help you, give George a call right now, we'll get you set up. And we'll answer all of your gardening questions. You know, this time of the year, we're looking outside and we're seeing the shrubbery and the trees in our area. If they are newly planted, hopefully if it's a tree that you planted this year and it's over 6 feet tall, you have staked it so that the winds don't make the tree sway back and forth, because for every action above the ground, there will be a reaction below the ground that could make that ball move, and that would break off the little tiny root hairs that had formed during this past summer. So any tree over 6 foot should be staked. It does make a big difference on what will happen to the tree next year. Okay? The other thing is, did any of you buy tulips, daffodils, crocuses, or any kind of bulbs, and you have not planted them yet? What you need to do is, they will not last until springtime.
you need to take those bulbs that are in your garage. They need to either go into the ground, and if your ground is frozen, then you need to go to the garden center today. Get some potting soil or topsoil, whatever you can get. It doesn't have to be fancy, but you need to plant those bulbs so that they can make a root system and begin to that growth process. If you do not plant that bulb now and you say, well, when spring comes, I'll put it in the ground and it'll be fine. They won't be. That bulb has to make a root system during the winter months so that it will not dry out. So if you have any empty plastic pots or clay pots, get some potting soil or topsoil. Get them into the ground in your container, in the soil in your container. Give them a good drink of water. Put them on the floor in your garage. If you don't have a garage and you have a bulkhead, you know, the door that lets you go into the cellar, open up the bulkhead door, pot them up, and put them on the stairs in your bulkhead. They're going to freeze, that's okay. As long as the bulbs are in soil, they will survive the winter. When the soil thaws, it will begin to make roots. So pot them up today. Get those bulbs into the soil. Give them a good drink of water. If you want, you can keep them in your basement on the floor for a couple of weeks, because that will allow them to begin to develop a root system. And then, once they've begun to make roots, then you can take them and put them into your tool shed, into your bulkhead stairs, where they may freeze and that won't be a problem. But you cannot keep those bulbs in a bag in your garage without soil and expect them to survive. They have to be in contact with soil to be able to make a root system. Otherwise, they're going to dry out. Now, if you have paper whites are different than the bulbs that you need to put into the garden. Paper whites have been fooled by the bulb grower to come into bloom. And what they did is they harvested the bulbs at the same time, but as soon as they harvested that white narcissus or daffodil, called a paper white, they put it in the refrigerator. And they artificially created winter for that bulb. The hormones in the bulb have changed from vegetative growth to flowering growth. And when you bought them at the garden center, they had already been treated with this cold period. Now, some of the garden centers, some of the larger ones, sell hyacinths that have been pre-treated, and also tulips that have been pre-treated. And all you do with those is, those can actually be grown in water on pebbles, like you do the paper white. So you can put hyacinths in pebbles, like marble chip, or those shiny polished stones. But the main thing is, keep the water at the bottom of your bulb. Do not cover the entire bulb with water. Otherwise, the bulb itself is going to rot in the process. So every day, add a little bit of water. You can cover the bottom maybe half inch until the roots begin to form. And then once the roots begin to come out in that water, then add water on a daily basis, and they will bloom because they have been forced by the grower in Holland to give you some bloom. When those finish blooming, cut off the flower, and you need to allow that foliage to continue to grow for 4 to 6 weeks, because it will pull the energy from the sun into the plant, make food that will go into the bulb for next year. In April, when the ground is fully thawed, things are beginning to change, getting warmer, take any of these bulbs that you have forced, plant them in your garden, and they will flower next year at their regular time. The only bulb that really doesn't do very well is the paper white. The paper white, for some reason, that following year, you get just foliage. You will get a few little blooms, but they don't do very well. But the pre-force tulips, the pre-force hyacinths, will bloom normally the second year. The paper whites, when they get done blooming, just toss them away because they do nothing the following season other than just leaves. And why waste your space for a plant that's going to give you no color when you can plant one that will? So hyacinths, tulips that have been forced, great. The paper white, dump them. Now, if you have an amaryllis and you're just joining us, when the amaryllis finishes blooming, cut off the amaryllis flower stem as close to the base of the bulb as possible, so that you only have foliage. Keep it growing all winter. And in the spring, transfer it from the pot directly into your garden. A flower bed, a vegetable bed, it doesn't matter. But it needs to grow all summer long. Fertilize it on a regular basis. Water as needed. And then in September, dig it up, bring it in the house, and you'll be in great shape. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
Well, we got a call from Polly. She's calling from Mid-Coast, Maine. She's got a question about a rosemary plant.
Polly, good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, same to you, Paul. We used to listen to you on Cape Cod years ago, and now we listen to you in Maine, so we're glad you're up here.
Thank you.
I have a really terrific herb garden that I've kind of tended during the years, and it's fantastic. We get herbs right up to put on the turkey at Christmas. And I have a really nice rosemary plant, and I know it's a little late, but I want to take it in. And I'm a little lost as to what I should do, the kind of pot that it should be in, the soil, how do I fertilize it, and also what do I do? I know I should spray it with something so that it doesn't get attacked
Is it planted in your... Okay, then you want to dig it up now because we're getting a foot or two of snow coming in tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. I can do it today, yeah.
Yeah, so dig it up. How big is it?
It's about, I'd say, a good healthy foot tall and very bushy.
Okay, then I would suggest that you get a pot that's about 12 inches in diameter. I know it's a little bit bigger but you want to get a good size root ball with that plant. 10-inch, 12-inch pots should be more than big enough. And what I would do for now is just dig it out of the ground and use the soil from your garden. You don't have to buy any potting soil. Just use the soil from your garden. Okay? Bring it inside. And hopefully you have a room where there's no wood stove or a forced hot air vent. Rosemary likes humidity. And I had, it took me about three plants before I could finally figure out what to do. Take your rosemary plant, repot it, put some Osmocote, the little pellet fertilizers on it, putting it in front of a south-facing window. And what I did the first year, I just potted and did that, and by the end of the winter, there was not much left of that plant. The second year, I put a big tray of marble chip on top of this little, like a little TV table that I had the plant on. I put a 14-inch plastic saucer, filled it with stone, put the plant on top of the stone, and every single day filled the tray with water. And during the day it would evaporate, and the plant did much better. The third year I did the marble chip, and I misted the plant every single morning when I got up, and every night before going to bed. And I'm on my fifth year with this plant. So add humidity around the plant and regular fertilizer.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of
effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We were talking with Polly about bringing in her rosemary plant. The only thing that you may need, Polly, is the only insecticide that I use in my house during the winter is something called all-season oil. And it's a highly refined oil byproduct. It's almost like a liquid wax. And that way you're not breathing a chemical that's just spraying all over the plant. The other thing, all-season oil will take care of all insects on your house plants during the winter. There's no smell. There's no toxic chemical. It's an oil. And the way that it works is when you hit the insect or the egg of the insect, and that's critical, it smothers the insect. It plugs up all of the pores on the skin and on the egg, and the egg and the adult cannot breathe, and the insect dies. So during the winter, and that's the only thing I use in my house, it will kill scale, white fly, mealybug, spider mite. And spider mite is probably the insect that you would have a problem with. And horticultural oil is found at every garden center. You mix it in like a mister bottle. So if you have an old Windex bottle, wash it out really good. Keep pumping till you get no more smell of Windex. And just mix up a little batch. And at the first sign of a problem, put the all-season oil on the rosemary plant, and that will solve your problem. Feed it on a regular basis. Mist often. Keep it on a tray of stones and lots of sun. And every time you water, spin the plant, so the side that faces inside the house is now going to face towards the window, and that keeps your plant uniformly growing so that it doesn't always go on the window side and nothing on the side that faces inside the house. Don, George, who's up next?
That would be George in Pennsylvania. He's got a question about cherry trees.
George, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have had a problem for black knot for the last couple of years, and I seem to be losing the battle. Second question I had is, got some American elm trees that the Japanese beetles seem to like, and I didn't really want to use the systemic insecticide on it.
Okay. The elm trees are eaten by Japanese beetles. They, for some reason, they love that tree. I have in my yard one of the new disease-free varieties of elm trees. And yes, the Japanese beetles go after it like crazy. The only product that I have been able to use on that tree that will take care of it for Japanese beetles is made by Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Lawn and Garden. And it's called 8, like the number, E-I-G-H-T. And 8 will last on that plant about 10 to 14 days, unless you get a heavy rain. And it does a job on the Japanese beetles. And it's a very, very good product. So try that for the beetles. And you can use 8 on flowers. And you can also use it in your vegetable garden. And 8 will take care of the big tomato hornworm. So there's a lot of uses for it, and 8 is a very safe product. Now, black knot on cherry. I want to be perfectly honest with you, George. Once you get black knot in that tree, it's a battle. And it's a battle that you will not win. What you need to do is, as soon as you see that this swollen area forms, you need to cut behind it a foot and remove the end of that branch, which means your tree is getting smaller and smaller every single time. And what I would suggest that you do, dig it up, replant something, but not a cherry, because it will spread to the